And this program is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, wishing you a good Monday afternoon. Quick look at our weather forecast before we launch into the show. It's going to be mostly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low temperature, 68 to 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 30 to 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 85. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high temperature of 78 degrees. We're currently at 85 degrees. And our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring the new exhibit, the James Bond theme, Music to Live, Die, and Love Another Day. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. On the program today, we will be spending some time with two of the actors, as well as the executive producer, at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, who are putting on Will Rogers' Follies. For example, this music. On this portion of Live and Local on FM 90.9, we are going to talk about a show called Will Rogers' Follies, or The Will Rogers' Follies, if you prefer, which is actually in production currently at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, part of their very full summer series, the next to last show, as a matter of fact. And it actually started on July the 17th and will continue through this Sunday, the 28th, with performances continuing on starting tomorrow. And we have with us a guy who's been here quite often. He is the principal spokesman for the Little Theater, and John Stevens, executive producer for the company. And he's brought along also two of the cast members, two of the stars of the show, including the title character himself, Will Rogers. Sean Zimmerman is Will Rogers. Carla Shook is Betty Blake. Carla is making a return appearance here, having done a preview for us when they did Les Miserables not that long ago. So welcome to you all.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's the show been so far?
Fantastic.
Great.
Being received well.
It is. It's a big, big show. And, you know, when you look at these shows on paper, on script, they don't look so big until we get into production.
Oh, this one looked massive to me.
It didn't look as big. Well, yes, to you. It's like nothing but monologues and monologues for you. So.
Well, what makes a big show? What does that mean, really?
Lots of costume changes, lots of technical elements to it, lots of rope tricks. And
there's a lot of spectacle, a lot of choreography. A lot of tricks, like he said.
Which was all part of the tradition of the Follies themselves. They were spectacle. I mean, it's the best word you could possibly use.
And the Follies of the Ziegfeld Follies.
Correct.
Which is, the show is very cleverly constructed, and it follows the life of Will Rogers kind of as a retrospect, interjected with Florence Ziegfeld, making it fancier and showier. And so it's comical. It's one of my favorite shows. I've loved this show for years and years. And it makes you fall in love with Will Rogers. He was a wonderful American. And it gives you flashy dance numbers. And it gives you a beautiful love story between him and Betty Blake, his wife. And it has touching moments. It kind of leaves you teary-eyed. But then it's full of humor. Mm-hmm. And you can't help in what Sean does wonderfully. He has such a warm, like, wonderful, lovable personality, and you can watch the audience. I mean, they're eating out of the palm of his hand.
Oh, thank you.
And you're watching people wipe their eyes at the end of the show.
Well, I think what I like, why I wanted Sean to do it is that he is very genuine on stage with it, and, like, it's not an act that he's putting on with it. And I think that's true to Will Rogers. He wasn't putting on an act. He was just genuinely wanted to know people and wanted to get out there and meet these people and experience the world. And I feel that Sean really does a great job with interacting with the audience that same way.
Thank you.
Well, give me a little bit of a history lesson, because I have to confess that Will Rogers is one of those names that I know as a name, but I don't know much about Will Rogers. And was he involved in the Ziegfeld Follies? Is there actually a connection there?
Yes. I mean, to be honest, I did not know much about him before starting my research for the show as well. I mean, I'd obviously heard his name, knew of the organizations like the hospital and the institute and those types of things, but I didn't realize how much he had done in performance. You know, how much he started as just a simple roper who, he built an act and then started to sell it to international traveling rodeo type performances, which and then moved into a vaudeville career and did that for a number of years, where he was seen by Mr. Ziegfeld and then picked up and brought into star for many years, consecutive years.
And alongside like Eddie Cantor and Edwin, I mean, he was in the mix of like the great stars of the day. And he just came out and he talked to the audience. And he was so just honest and genuine and would twirl his rope and kind of tell you about the day. And people fell in love with him. And then eventually it led to a career in Hollywood.
Okay, well, and while he was also in the Follies, he was in studios recording radio spots, and he was writing newspaper columns. He wrote many, I mean, there are now collections of books of letters that he wrote that are all discussion of sorts, his opinion of politics during the time, which, as we talk about in the show, still stand very true today. A lot of things still ring. They hit home very hard.
For example?
It's a lot of economic stuff and people being out of work and over-merged and over-capitalized.
He lived during the first Great Depression and the first great stock market crash. And we, you know, just after 9/11 went through a very similar time where, you know, the banks had to be bailed out. And it was the exact same thing in his day. And he was the first person to stand up and very honestly and in a joking manner say, shame on you. This is what's happening and shame on you. We all deserve better than this. We've all contributed to your wealth and it's not fair.
And the key term being with humor.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And always with humor.
And very genuine. He has a beautiful monologue in the middle of Act Two that is when the Depression has just hit. And he starts it out by saying, President Hoover asked me to come out here and he must be hard up if he asked a Democrat. And he was a Republican, but he was able to speak. He was invited to speak at the Democratic convention and the Republican convention in the same year. Like, everybody kind of wanted a piece of Will Rogers. And he just, like, told it how it was. Yeah. But he was so genuine. I didn't know much about him until a few years ago when I first worked on this show. And he just was such a charming man. And he just a red-blooded American, really. And he's got Indian heritage that he was very proud of. And it's very relevant and prevalent in his life. And he's, you know, proud of that heritage. And
he was very... Sorry.
No, he never went beyond the fifth grade, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Uneducated as far as we're, you know, the world is concerned today, especially. But he stayed true to who he was. He believed in everything he believed in wholeheartedly and very genuinely.
Would you care to share with us any of that monologue?
Sure.
We can put you over at the fancy microphone and give you the royal treatment as if you're actually on stage.
Absolutely.
Better than, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Putting you on the spot. Now, this is Sean Zimmerman in the role of Will Rogers in the Will Rogers Follies, which are taking place as the current production at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. Next show is tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and it'll continue through this coming Sunday. We're live on Live and Local.
Mr. Hoover wanted somebody to follow him who could cheer you folks up. Well, he must have been pretty desperate if he had to ask a Democrat. Only problem is, who's gonna cheer me up? Because all I know is what I see on the street corners and what I see tonight are people without jobs and without homes, without food. These are our own people. American people. I hear tell that at least 16 million souls are unemployed, a full third of the workforce. Now these people, they're asking for our help, but they're not asking for charity, they're asking for a job. The next best thing we can do is to see to it that they have food and the basic necessities of life. Well, we got the money because there's as much money in this country as there ever was. Only fewer people have it, but it's there. The president, he promised this country prosperity, but up until now, only a handful of men had gotten it. Difference between our rich and our poor, it grows greater every year. Why, a man can make $1 million overnight, and he's on the front page in the morning. But he never tells who gave up that million that he got, because you can't get any money without taking it from somebody else. And that means there's not a one of us that has anything that doesn't owe part of it to those who need it now. I don't suppose that the most unemployed or the hungriest man in America hasn't contributed in some way to the wealth of every millionaire in America. It wasn't the working man that brought on this depression thing at all. It was the big boys themselves who thought that this financial drunk we were in was gonna last forever. They overborrowed, overmerged, overcapitalized, and over everything else, and that's the fix we're in now. People are starving to death. Americans. Can you hear that? Here in this country, with more wheat and more corn and more everything else than any other country on the face of the earth, and we got people starving. No country ever had more, and no country ever had less. 10 men could buy the whole world, and 10 million can't buy enough to eat. We hold the distinction of being the only nation in the history of the world that ever went to the poorhouse in an automobile. It's up to us, to every one of us who doesn't go to bed hungry at night, to see that no one else does either. You'd think that some of those big men, they'd understand that and they'd try to fix it, that they'd try to arrange a better distribution of things. Because if they can't do that, then they're not big men, and that's all there is to it. Where are all the big men? Lord knows we could use one now.
Will Rogers from the Will Rogers Follies. That is to say, Sean Zimmerman in the role of Will Rogers in the production currently at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. So that part of it makes it sound like a pretty serious musical.
Yeah.
But I gather that's just a part of it.
Yeah. There are definitely, it's a lot of highs and lows, and Act Two takes a more poignant mm-hmm. ending, certainly.
He says a joke towards the end of the show when he's discussing having died in an airplane crash with his friend Wiley Post. He says that you have to look at the bright side, that prolonged life has ruined more reputations than it ever made. And he died when he was 55 years old, which was unfortunate for him and unfortunate for the world. But I think that joke sums him up 100%. He lived every moment to the fullest, every single moment. And I don't think he could have regret a single moment of his life when he passed on.
So is it, I mean, it's always odd to have a narrator talking about his own death. Does it feel like the ghost of Will Rogers running through this show?
I don't think it does.
I think because he speaks directly to the audience, because I speak directly to the audience so much, so often in the show, going in and out of speaking to the audience and then speaking with the other characters on stage, it doesn't feel that way.
The, like, convention of how the show is constructed, I don't think it feels ghost-like. But we have 4 children in the show because Will and Betty had children. And they were like, I don't understand. Isn't he dead? They were a little confused. And I was like, well, yes, but it's a musical.
I start the show out by saying, I've come back. Mr. Ziegfeld has asked me back to have another production of The Follies. And it's going to be about my life.
But more theatrically than he lived it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and we don't meet my character until the 3rd scene, and he gets interrupted. He's telling his story of how life went, and the voice of Ziegfeld is, you know, wait a minute, you know, it's the 3rd scene, and we haven't met the girl yet. So, and then they come up with a preposterous reason that we're going to meet on the moon, because that sounds more exciting than Ooliga, Oklahoma, where they really met. And so, it has those, like, light moments that are very, like, a little tongue-in-cheek towards the audience of, we make a lot of moon and earth jokes.
Will certainly wasn't a flashy person, nor was Betty. They lived their life very simply, even after they moved to Hollywood. I mean, they became extremely, extremely wealthy for the time. They had their own polo field. Their house was massive. But they still were honest and genuine to who their roots and who they were.
And the family was so important to the two of them. He has a beautiful line that, like, sums up their relationship at the end of the show.
He says he's discussing going out to Hollywood, and he says that he's something of a curiosity because he's the only fella in the industry who still has the same wife he started out with.
Yeah.
And he says that the reason for that's simple, because ever since the minute he met Betty Blake, there hasn't been a single second that he didn't love her with all his heart.
It's so cute because Sean's looking at her the way he does in the show. It's like, oh, we're on stage again now.
But it's my favorite line, too.
Yeah. And the two of them are, these two are very good friends as well. And it makes the moments that they have together even more realistic on stage because, they're fond of each other and enjoy working together. And that's fun for the audience to see.
It's a blessing for us.
Yeah,
too.
And we're lucky that we have good chemistry and we trust each other so well and we play off each other so well that it's just a joy for us to get to do it.
Well, let's meet Carla Shook's character of Betty Blake vocally, because this is a musical after all, and I know we have a couple of songs we're going to do on the show today. And what will yours be? I've switched things around here for our sound engineer.
No worries. My song is that I'm going to sing today is No Man Left for Me. That is, and this is actually not really correct in the story of Will and Betty in Act Two. You know, he says, Mr. Ziegfeld, there has to be a moment of trouble in paradise. So the leading lady gets to sing a torch song on a piano. Which just kind of sums this up of he's been traveling and he's been all over the world and is famous and he's never home, which is her only gripe with him. But
she
and
weathers
Wheeler out on a piano.
In a fabulous dress, and I get to belt my face off on a piano.
With
a beautiful orchestra under me. It was great.
Carla Shook in the role of Betty Blake. And in this case, we don't have a full orchestra, but we do have music director Kevin Long at the keyboard. From the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, production of the Will Rogers Follies.
Alone again and blue, he's left me alone again, what's new? All I do is sit and stare at a snapshot at an empty chair. What good's a man who's never there? He's a traveling man, he's a flying man, after dinner speaker, speechifying man. He's a one-man show on the radio. He's a columnist, friend of presidents, movie star for all the nation's residents. Ziegfeld starring man, walking, talking man, Mr. Busy Bee. There's no man left for me. Sometimes I tell myself the worm's turning, I'll pack a bag and leave him flat. But every time I start, this feeling floods my heart. He needs me to feed the cat. When I'm by myself, I'm so lonesome. A party makes it twice as grim. The people laugh and play. My mind is miles away. It's off on the road with him. Hotel staying man, suitcase packing man. When I look around me, he's the lacking man. He's most anywhere, land or sea or air. As an absentee, he's a winner man, out to lunch and won't be home for dinner man. Loop the looping man, fly the cooping man, it's so plain to see. Gonna get away from Mr. Busy Bee. I can't make love to a shadow, and there's no man left for me.
That's a show-stopping number, seems like. Carla Shook in the role of Betty Blake from the Will Rogers Follies. Music director Kevin Long at the piano here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The lyrics for this musical by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, who have certainly been a team for so many wonderful shows. Music by Cy Coleman. And this won a bunch of Tony Awards in 1991. Best musical, best original score for those folks, best choreography that Tommy Toon did. What do you do for choreography for a show like this? Do you pick up, I mean, is it original to this production, or is it, does the people try to recreate what happened on Broadway?
The majority of it is original for this production, but there are a couple kind of signature numbers that are basically pretty much recreated from the original. There's a section of the opening number, and then there's one number with they have tambourine hats, and it's all arm choreography and hitting your neighbor, and that's a pretty like iconic number.
It's become so famous that every production that's much, done of the show uses those sections.
Because if you don't, somebody's gonna be disappointed, right?
Yeah,
yeah. There's no other way to do it.
They're so spectacular. Tommy Toon was so incredibly smart.
Yeah.
And he was both the stage director and the choreographer for the original Broadway production. Well, and of course, I imagine that when you go to a relatively small theater, a really small theater, like the Little Theater, not why it's called Little, as we said before, is named for Guy Little, you're going to have to make some adjustments to some, big stage choreography in any event.
And staging, period, because normally it's just a giant set of steps that fill the entire theater, like across the full stage, and we did a giant curved staircase that
it's beautiful, and they tap dance on the stairs.
It's
and
amazing.
The things we do on the staircase is pretty remarkable, and they light up with LED lighting lights underneath them, so they change color. I mean, it's the director choreographer was telling us the other night how visually spectacular the show is. She said from the second the curtain opens, the pictures we've created with the set and the costumes and, it's a spectacular evening of theater to get to visually witness.
Speaking of spectacles and visual elements, excuse me, Sean, how's your rope tricks? How are your rope tricks?
They are a lot tougher than you would imagine they are. They're very fun. Will discusses how much he loved doing them from the second he ever picked up a rope. And I mean, obviously, he is one of history's most famous ropers out there. He created a number of tricks that are still very iconic today. He was one of the first people to be entered into the Guinness Book of World Records for roping. So those are some big shoes to fill. And they're tough. And I'm still every day spinning my rope and practicing and working and growing, and I really hope to continue doing it after.
It should be said, Sean is not a roper and has never roped in his life until this. So it's been spectacular to watch him and see what he's accomplished.
Well, that was kind of my assumption.
In a month's time of him being home in Arizona, like twirling a rope out in his driveway, like basically kind of teaching himself.
Yeah.
So Arizona is home?
It is home.
Doesn't that help?
You would imagine so. There are actually a couple of cowboys who have gone on to become performers recently with Cirque du Soleil, who are from the Tucson area. Unfortunately, not available to to help me out. But
did you find coaching for this? I mean, I think you must.
What I did is I spent a lot of time watching a demonstration on YouTube, and a couple of these gentlemen that I'm speaking of, they have some videos out there that are how-to, and some just discussing roping in general, showing, some promos for their show in Cirque du Soleil, and I watched a lot of that stuff. And then there's some spectacular rope performers that are performing at rodeos or banquets and such like that. So that's where I
watched. It's an incredible art form.
Yeah, I read a couple books, how-to books, and it's pretty daunting and intimidating.
So otherwise self-taught than just looking at somebody.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
He lassos me in the show. Yeah. I get lassoed.
But no steer on stage.
No steer. Thank goodness. It's one stagnant object is good enough.
Well, it sounds like it will certainly be a great deal of fun to see. And here, of course, Sean brought along a song, too, that includes, I guess, Will Rogers' most famous line.
Absolutely.
Never met a man I didn't like. We've heard you talk. Let's hear you sing.
My pleasure.
Sean Zimmerman in the role of Will Rogers. The Follies at the Little Theater in Sullivan continue at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and they'll go through Sunday afternoon. And you're hearing these folks live on Live and Local.
Never met a man I didn't like, highfalutin gent or Bowery bum. Yes, I've come a long way down the pike. Never met a man I didn't like. Never shook a hand I didn't like. Royal Prince of Wales, oh, Working Joe, though I know life's one long rocky hike. Never met a man I didn't like. In all of my wandering, I bumped into all kinds of people, fancy cinema stars, fake evangelists, politicians, morticians, and I have reached the conclusion while hiking the pike. Though I'll try and I try, never once met a guy that I didn't like. I said I've roamed across the Napa Valley, Schubert Alley, Rue du La Paix, Oklahoma and Kalamazoo. And I have reached the conclusion while hiking the pike. Yes, I'll say till I'm done, no, I never met one that I didn't like. President and King or Pat and Mike. Folks can laugh, but I can't give up hope. Spun my rope a long way down the pike. Never met a man I didn't like. High-toned gent, Bowery bum, Prince of Wales, Working Joe, Pat and Mike, Cherokee philosophy. Never met a man I didn't like.
Good-natured song, sung by a good-natured guy. And actually, it seemed to be sung by a good-natured guy in the role of Will Rogers. Sean Zimmerman here on Live and Local with Kevin Long at the piano. He's the music director for the production of the Will Rogers Follies. I know I asked a question like this to John Stevens, who's the executive producer here with us, when you were here earlier this summer during summer stock. But and you've done this yourself before, but I wanted to ask you guys, which is how you deal with being in multiple shows in a very short period of time, where you're actually rehearsing one while you're performing the other.
You know, I actually grew up 15 minutes away from a summer stock theater. So it's kind of like all I've ever known. So I will say for me, it's very easy. And that's actually where Sean and I met.
Seven years ago.
We did a season together. And it's kind of amazing of, you know, your brain just is able to compartmentalize. And, you know, when you're just kind of in it, you know what you're supposed to say and you know what you're doing. You know, I mean, we're both very responsible. We're in rehearsals right now for Monty Python's Spamalot, which is the final show of the season. And so we rehearsed Spamalot all day yesterday, and then we went home and we made dinner like a lovely married couple. And then we went to the theater and like we sat with our scripts and we looked at our stuff and we twirled the ropes and like, you know, like we kind of like lived in that world for a little bit.
You know, there's something to be said for our training. We both are, you know, university trained actors and musicians. So that's obviously there. That helps.
Absolutely.
This has been one of the most challenging. I've also done a couple summer stock seasons here and there as well. I was here as well last summer. But this role was massive. I mean, he speaks 80% of the lines in the show. He's on stage for every scene but one.
A lot of the times by himself, too.
Yeah, most of the time.
Most of the time.
And when I'm off stage, I'm changing costumes. I'm getting ready for the next bit and the next scene. So it was a tough one, but I started about a month out with my research and the roping and, you know, watching the original production via video and learning as much as I could as quickly as possible. And then here we go with Spamalot, which started rehearsals yesterday, but it's what we do. It's what we love to do.
And at the end of the day, we're grateful to be doing it.
100%.
You're very welcome.
100%.
I'm the grateful one because it takes a special type of actor to be able to do these type of roles in these huge, huge shows that I keep putting on the dockets for us. But they just step up to the plate and grand slam it out of the park every time. And so that's fun to watch, you know, from the producer standpoint.
Well, and it's fun to be able to do it. I mean, yeah. Sean and I mean, like, this is our livelihood. Like, we are 100% and professional actors. Like, this is what we do for a living. And
this has been a dream role of mine for number of years now, actually. Mm-hmm. Since the summer Carla and I met, it was the producers that we were working with together at that time mentioned this show to me, and that was the first time that I ever picked it up and listened to it and fell in love with it instantly.
This is actually the fourth time I've done the show. I've actually been very lucky, so this is near and dear to my heart for many, many years.
Did you play Betty all times?
I've played Betty twice now.
Okay.
And then
so this is the second time.
The second time is currently happening.
Well, we will look forward to having you all back, perhaps, in advance of Spamalot.
Yeah, we'd love to come
back.
Absolutely. And hear how you do in those roles, to see how you become entirely different characters.
Absolutely.
Very, very different.
And it's a pleasure to have you on today. Sean Zimmerman is Will Rogers. Carla Shook is Betty Blake. Executive producer John Stevens is for the Will Rogers Follies at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, Illinois. Remaining performances are tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Wednesday at 2 in the afternoon and at 8 in the evening, and then 8 o'clock performances on Thursday and Friday night, Saturday twice at 4 o'clock and 8, and then the final performance next Sunday at 2 o'clock. If you want more information, go to their website, which is thelittletheater.org. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Please come and see us.
Yes, absolutely.
And tonight at 7 o'clock on the FM 90.9 Evening Concert, you can hear the fourth of the Beethoven Fest in Bonn programs from Deutsche Welle Radio. Esa-Pekka Salonen conducts the Philharmonia Orchestra in Beethoven's 5th and 8th symphonies in performance in the Beethoven Hall of Bonn. Also on the program, Stephen Stuckey's Radical Light for Orchestra. It's the Deutsche Welle Festival Concerts, Beethoven Fest in Bonn, tonight at 7 on the Evening Concert on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and for the rest of this hour, I thought I'd sort of play around with some music from various Broadway shows, somewhat randomly selected, although not entirely so. Well, actually, not at all so in the case of this next one. It's a show that is coming up two shows hence from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. They're doing Les Miserables very soon, and we'll be having a cast of actors, I think, next week on the program to give a preview. But then October 17th through the 20th, it's a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. I saw that show, and they did it some years ago, and it was quite hilarious at the time. It'd be interesting to see how they manage with this one, who gets cast as what. And that's one of the many interesting things about community theater. If you live in that community and you frequent performances by a given company, you certainly see some of the actors repeatedly, and there's always new ones, and you wonder, well, how will so-and-so do in a particular role? And I guess you could say that about summer stock, such as what the Little Theater is doing. They have the a group of actors performing all the summer shows, and then somebody goes from Will Rogers to Spamalot, and you wonder how they'll manage different characters. In any event, this comes from a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. It's actually a reimagining of some of the dance numbers that happened in this show in the production called Jerome Robbins Broadway, Jerome Robbins having done the original choreography for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. This is called Comedy Tonight.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight...
Comedy Tonight comes from the musical A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. This particular performance is from the original Broadway cast of Jerome Robbins Broadway, which included that song as Pseudolus. Jason Alexander, as in, I believe, the fellow who was in the Seinfeld show. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum is coming up in the fall on the schedule for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company in October. And this is pretty randomly chosen from our not very big, to say the very least, collection of musical theater CDs here at the radio station, but it's certainly a fun one. This comes from Musical Chicago, Anne Reinking and the Boys in the song Roxy.
The name on everybody's lips. Those are my boys.
Anne Reinking in the role of Roxy. The name of the song, also by from the musical Chicago, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And just sort of filling out the program with some musical theater, having devoted the first part of it to the upcoming production of Will Rogers' Follies at the Little Theater in Sullivan. And another randomly chosen tune from our a small collection of musicals here at the station. This comes from the musical Girl Crazy with the music and lyrics, respectively, by George and Ira Gershwin. This is a tune I'm sure will be familiar to many, if not most.
Dozens of girls would storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow I...
Danny Churchill in the role of... David Carroll in the role of Danny Churchill and Judy Blazer in the role of Molly Gray from Girl Crazy by George and Ira Gershwin with John Malcheri leading the orchestra in that recording here on Live and Local. Here are some events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. It's the good old-fashioned Hootenanny, which is a weekly event at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana. That's every Monday at 8 o'clock. The Decatur Municipal Band is giving one of its final concerts of the summer season. I think there are three, four more to go into August, but they're going to be at Central Park in Decatur tonight at 7 o'clock. The Tom Marco Group play jazz on the quad at Illinois State University outside of Cook Hall. That's in Normal tonight at 7 o'clock. Eric Lund and the Jazz Friends Quintet are at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7. And it's Mike Ellis and the Midnight Suns at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood, Kickapoo State Park. That's at 5:30 tomorrow evening. Elizabeth Simpson and An Evening with Your Mother are at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow night at 7. The Sultans of Swing will be playing at the Iron Post in Champaign Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And in fact, they'll be joining us live on Live and Local on Wednesday's show. It's the Stephen Spencer Gray Trio at the Iron Post Wednesday evening at 5. And Wednesday always has a bunch of weekly events happening. I don't know how they all land on Wednesdays, but they do. I'll run them through. Donnie Heitler plays solo keyboard jazz at the Great Impasta in Champaign Wednesday at 6. Jam and Jimmy Bean and Friends are at Bentley's Pub in Champaign Wednesday at 6. It's David Howie's live jukebox show at El Toro in Danville Wednesday at 6:30. The Gunny Sack Review is at the Yoder Center in Arthur Wednesday at 7. The traditional Irish music session is at Dublin O'Neill's in downtown Champaign Wednesday at 8:30. And it's Gordy Wilson and Katie Flynn at Boltini Lounge in downtown Champaign Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Always check for your local listings for live music and live theater and live dance and go out to see if it as much of it as you can. That's one of the things we try to encourage people to do here on Live and Local, hence the name of the show. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And on tomorrow's Live and Local, we will be hearing a preview from Chester Always, music director of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, about their upcoming show, and also previewing the current production of a children's show at Danville Light Opera. Hope you'll join us then, live and local, every weekday from 4 to 5. And stay tuned next. In about a minute, it's All Things Considered from NPR.